The University of Toronto will be the last stop on Lattie Dennis's incredible journey. According to her wishes, Dennis's body has been donated to the university to help others. Lattie Dennis wanted to be an actress, but there wasn't much work for an English actress in Montreal, Quebec in the 1940s. So Dennis moved to Toronto, and while she looked for acting work, became a radio personality. In 1952, Dennis won a part in the Canadian Westinghouse commercials, and when one aired on September 8th, she was the first woman to appear on live CBC television. After playing several small parts, Dennis decided to try something new. She became the public relations director for the Scarborough Public Libraries, which her niece, Carol Spittles, describes as the best thing Dennis ever did.
Then, as it turned out, it was the best thing that she ever did, changing careers, because when she went to the public library, she had more time on her hands. So she took a trip. Her first trip was to Morocco, all on her own, and she wrote a travel story, and the Toronto Telegram bought it.
Spittle said that from then on, Dennis knew that she had found her calling. During her writing career, she visited over 80 countries, traveling even into her later years. Her cousin's son, Peter Dennis, remembers Lattie being driven to experience all that life had to offer, even after a mild stroke on February 10th, 2009.
She really wanted to be a part of the party. She said, I may not be able to contribute as much vocally, but I need a stimulation.
Peter Dennis thinks Lattie may have learned this attitude during her television days. After all, there were no second takes. Laura Ross, Centennial College News, Highland Creek.